You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Here we are, Raider Nation, episode number 2 on this Monday, August 19th, 2019. All calls, your calls, straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Let's get things started. Josh from Indiana calling in with his thoughts on the game Thursday night. Here he is, Josh from Indiana.
Hey, what up, you? This is Josh from Indiana, man. I'm going to start going by Raider 812, man. I just want to call in. I had some thoughts on the game last night. Number one, man, the running back situation is a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. Josh Jacobs, man, he looks like a first-rounder for sure. His vision, his speed, his power, man, just everything he did was just – and DeAndre Washington, man, that's a guy that knew that, you know, he was on the potential cut list, and he's really stepped his game up. And I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being the number two running back at some point. I really think he's really stepped his game up. And, you know, the receivers, man, I was so impressed with the receivers last night. And this is without AB. Tyrell Williams was great on that when he high pointed that catch. Hunter Renfrow did a little bit. Keelan Doss, man, I understand Harris is I understand he's Dwayne Harris. He's a great return man. He's a great gunner. But I just don't know if we can keep a guy like that on the team and potentially give up a guy like Keelan Doss that could be, you know, become a number two type receiver, number three type receiver one day. I just don't know if they want to go that route or not. I thought the offensive line played really well. I thought the run blocking was really good. Other than Brandon Parker, pretty much all the linemen that played looked pretty good. The defensive line looked really good. I thought Cleveland Farrell, you know, other than the two penalties, man, he was real active. Arden Key, Jonathan Hankins, Mo Hurst, P.J. Hall, just a lot of guys. Anthony Rush, a lot of guys really played well. The linebackers, I didn't really notice anybody. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I didn't really notice anybody. And, you know, in the secondary, LaMarcus Joyner was great. I never even seen Conley's name called, so they weren't even throwing at him. I thought everybody looked pretty good, man. A.J. Cole punted pretty well, and, he kind of really raised my expectations for this team, so I just want to give my thoughts and shout out to Raider Nation.
You bring up some good points on the game and the defense in particular. Running backs is something I talked about in episode number 1. Running backs and wide receivers, they're both making it very, very difficult on the coaching staff, on John Gruden and Mike Mayock. Who's going to make it? Who's not? I do think that Doss, he won't kick out Harris. I think he'd kick Aitman out. I don't think he'd kick out Dwayne Harris because Dwayne Harris is going to be a special teams dude, return man and all that good stuff, and they really, really like him in that position. So I don't think Doss kicks out Harris, but I think he would kick Aitman out. You mentioned Conley. He had plays go his way a couple times, but both times a penalty was called against the Cardinals, either offensive PI, holding, something like that. So, Conley's slowly and surely kind of making plays out there, but at the same time, he's so quiet, you just really don't know what's going on about him. You don't know what's going on with him, around him, about him, anything. He's just like one big mystery. Next call, Marcus. He calling in from East Oakland, calling in as a first-time caller, so that makes him a new booty. Calling to talk about the game, point out a few guys in particular. Here he is, Marcus from East Oakland.
Hey, what's happening with it, Q? I'm a new caller, Marcus from the town, East Oakland. You already know what's happening. Anywho, I'm just calling to give you a couple of my thoughts. First of all, I'm going to be, hopefully I get to be a ongoing caller, but when I do call, I'm going to I'm going to talk purely X's and O's. I'm not really into hot takes. I like to learn when I listen to sports radio, and I like to, you know, have people learn from me. So with that being said, I want to dissect Jacobs. I really thought he was going to be like Latavius Murray, but that boy got quick feet. You could tell he could cut on a dime for being as big as he is. I'm really excited. I wasn't a fan of him when he got drafted because I thought he was going to be like a slug. Nah, he might not have runaway speed, but he's got quick feet, and I like that about him. As far as Arden Key, he's block shedding. He's almost getting home, but I could see certain games where he's not going to set the edge and he's going to be vulnerable against the run. But at least he's getting past the line. And last but not least, I just want to say I'm about to be at the home opener, against the Broncos. If anybody's trying to link up, maybe next time I'll give you all my contact info. But if anybody trying to link up, I'll be at the first game. Anyways, keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much for that call, my man. Marcus got that East Oakland sound to him, don't he? I ain't mad at you, man. I appreciate you calling in, and Jacobs is going to be a dog. He's definitely got quick feet. He could be an every down back, run, catch, block. He got it. Key, he needs to keep grinding. He'll be okay. And if you're going to go to the game, make sure you hit up Selena in the OC, LockedOnRaiders@Yahoo.com. Again, LockedOnRaiders@Yahoo.com. Let her know what game you're going to be at, and she'll get you on that spreadsheet. So, yeah, so we all can keep in contact. So I appreciate that call, my man. Make sure it's not your last call. Next call comes from Jim from the East Coast. He's calling to talk about the game and share his feelings of what he saw, and especially in the second half of the game. Here he is, Jim from the East Coast.
Q, this is Jim calling from the East Coast, man, calling about the game against the Cardinals and heard your take on it. And I agree with you. I agree with you about finishing the opponent. And as I watched last night, and again, as you said, it's preseason and there were second and third stringers and so forth. But as I watched the game, it reminded me of really the only thing about Gruden's coaching style that I remember from his first stint with the Raiders that used to irritate me. We would come out, and I can remember they would come out in Rich Gannon, and they'd have 15 scripted plays, and he would just eat defenses alive. And I remember one game, I think it was against the Broncos, where he broke the NFL record for the most completions in a row. And they were fast-paced, and they were putting points on the board, and they would get a lead, and then they would go conservative. And, you know, of course, they had Tyron Wheatley to run the ball, and Gruden's philosophy was they would wear down the defense and so forth. You know, and it worked to a large degree, but it used to irritate me because I would rather see them keep the foot on the gas, too. So, you know, hopefully that's not what we saw last night. It wasn't a reflection of Gruden's coaching philosophy. Hopefully it was just the second and third stringers not playing up to par. Overall, I thought the first team, offense and defense, both looked very good. I'm with you, though, brother. We got a finish them. All right, Q, keep doing your thing.
You're absolutely right, man, especially about that second half. Gruden does exactly that. I hope it's something that he doesn't do. That's part of my frustration on Friday was the fact that the team got so conservative in the second half. They had 26 points at halftime, ended the game with 33. I know that that's something that Gruden always does, grinds it out. He tries to extend the game or make this game go quicker by extending drives, you know, have 7 or 8 minute drives by running the ball. But man, I'm telling you, in 2019, the way that offenses are able to throw the ball around the yard so quickly and catch up, you've got to keep your foot on the gas. That was really, really frustrating. So hopefully John Gruden is not going to be doing that this year. Hopefully that was a preseason thing. But I've said it many times, Tigers don't change their stripes. And that is one thing about John Gruden that has always kind of frustrated me. Thank you for that call, my man. I appreciate you. Raider Frank, he's up next. He's calling in to talk about Jason McIntyre. That's the guy I smoked the other day for throwing shade at AB. He's talking about the game he'll be at and then showing some love to the podcast as well. Here's Raider Frank.
What up, Q? This is Raider Frank. Just wanted to call in and as I'm a little late on this, but as far as the talking heads are concerned and homeboy throwing shade and not even knowing he was talking about it as far as Antonio Brown, the thing that gets me is, you know, you got a lot of, I think it's a spillover from cable news where it's just all opinion and you got to get up there and say outlandish stuff to get on TV, you know? It's just crazy. But what we live with. You know, we've always lived with this as Raider fans. I go as far back as Dr. Z talking about Kenny Stabler won't get into the Hall of Fame until he's dead. And it's pretty much what happened. But anyhow, I'm stoked. I enjoyed the game against the Cardinals. I'm ready. I got my tickets. I'll be there for the Monday night opener. My first time in Oakland. My first time, you know, got to pay homage to Big Al. And, you know, I'm really stoked, really looking forward to it. Happy anniversary on the one-year anniversary, man. You're probably one of the best dudes to do it out here for Raider Nation. You know, the best guys that cover the Raiders are the guys that are Raider fans and can call it down the middle. And I appreciate what you do, and I'm sure the rest of us appreciate what you do. Anyhow, I'm not going to make this too much longer, but just stoked to get out there for that game and support hometown Clelin Farrell. You know what I'm saying? I'll be out there representing 804. Hopefully I can run down to the wall and try and get his attention. We'll see. After the game, of course. No distractions. Take your time. Raider Nation, out.
Thank you so much, my man, for that. I appreciate that. Definitely appreciate the love for the podcast. That's Raider Frank right there. 707-654-4693. That is the number. The Locked On Raider podcast voicemail number. Chris from Oklahoma by way of Stockton. He actually got some bad news that he wanted to share with the nation, how it relates to Raiders football and Chiefs football. Here he is, Chris from Oakland, by way of Stockton.
Hey, what up, Q? This is Chris out of Oklahoma City, by way of Stockton. I got some bad news today, and I just wanted to throw something out there. I just had a thought. So growing up, my best friend, growing up from kindergarten to this day, I'm still friends with them. They're more like family. They're all Chiefs fans. Well, I shouldn't say that. My best friend and his dad, they grew up Chiefs fans, like really big Chiefs fans. So we always had that rivalry, man. We would watch games together, and, of course, we would roast on each other. And, of course, you know, every Raider fan hates the Chiefs. Well, I found out yesterday that my friend's dad passed away suddenly. And, you know, it just reminded me of what brought us together. I'm not saying that was the reason, you know, football wasn't the reason we came together, but that bond that I got to share with my friend's dad, because I got to be really close with them, was over football. A lot of it was over football and that rivalry that we had. And I get it. Listen, I hate the Chiefs and probably some of their fans, but I didn't hate this fan. So today, in some way or another, I guess I'm a little bit of a on the Chiefs side, I guess. I don't know. But I lost a good friend today, and my friends are dealing with something, so if you guys could be in prayer for them. And just a reminder, man, life is short. Life is really, really short. It's fleeting. It's here and it's gone, and you never know when it's your turn to go. And I just pray that everybody finds their peace, whatever that may be, whether it's a spiritual peace or an internal peace, whatever that is. I just pray that everybody in this podcast finds their peace before their time comes. And I hope that all of you understand that I'm in an awkward mindset. Don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. Actually meant to call yesterday about the preseason game, which I was really encouraged by. But anyway, you guys be blessed. Thank you.
So sorry for your loss, my man. Don't feel bad about sharing your feelings on the podcast. You can share your feelings on anything. It's what it's here for. It's what we're here for. I tell everyone all the time, we are not just friends. We are not just Raider fans, but we are family. And that's what family is here for. So again, so sorry for your loss. Don't feel bad about having friends that follow other teams, because we all have them. We all have them. Matter of fact, one of my good buddies who listens to the radio station all the time, ESPN Central Texas, I always interact with him on Twitter. I'm always shouting him out on the radio and everything, is Jacob. His name is Jacob from Killeen. That's what I call him. Because he's from Killeen. Anyway, he's a big-time Chiefs fan. So we always go back and forth. Sometimes you'll probably see us on Twitter going back and forth. He's a good dude, real good dude. He doesn't know no better. He's a Chiefs fan. So I totally understand what you're, where you're coming from and what you're going through. So again, man, all our love is to you and yours and to your buddy's family as well. You know, Raider Nation's got their back. So don't feel bad at all. And we appreciate you sharing that with us. Next call, final call, segment number one, is from Victor from Cali. He's calling to talk about the podcast and the one-year anniversary, speaks on the game and in particular the defensive line. Then he mentions Beth Mowins, what she could bring to the table as the voice of the Raiders, and also has a suggestion for the Raiders stadium name, what we can call it besides what it is, Allegiant Stadium. Here he is, Victor from Cali.
Hey, Q. Victor from Cali. Hey, a few things I wanted to get off on this Friday morning. Once again, I want to congratulate you again on a great year on the podcast. And, man, all the new booties that have come aboard since we first started listening when you joined. And for the new booties, Man, your vocabulary is going to change. You're going to say things like, thanks to Q, covers like a glove, goes hard in the paint, wide open like TV, old school TV antennas, come together like butt cheeks, quick, fast, in a hurry. New one I heard the other day, cool like the other side of your pillow, and you'll never make the shot you don't take, and you'll be referencing Car Thieves and Choir Boys in no time. A couple things I want to talk about on the preseason game. I still think our defensive tackles, you talked about how deep they are, I still think that's a concern. We're still not getting penetration. And I know we're deep and we got a lot of people, but man, maybe it's time to purge a few of those and get a dog in there. You talked about Beth Mullins. I couldn't agree with you more. I think she's fantastic, and I'd love for her to be the voice of the Raiders, and not because she's a woman, but because she's good. And finally, what do we call our stadium? How about the nation's capital? Because that's what it is. So anyway, that's all I got. Have a good weekend. Peace out, Raider Nation. Take care. Bye.
I could do nothing but laugh when I was listening to your call. I do have a bunch of sayings, don't I? He said, just get used to his new booties. You're going to start saying this and that. And you're right. You're right. It's my fault. I can't help myself, man. It's just what I do. And I'm with you on Beth. She's really good in my book. I love the name, the nation's capital. It probably won't fly because somebody political will probably get offended. But I love it. I absolutely love it. The nation's capital. That is great. That's good. I'm going to have to incorporate that somehow. I like that, Victor. Thank you so much for that call. Coming up in segment number two, I got more of your calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. 707-654-4693. This is the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we are. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast on episode two of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Your call straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Just a way to kind of catch us up and get all the calls in there. 707-654-4693. Hopefully you're enjoying the show so far. First up is Vader Raider in the 303 calling to talk about the game Thursday night against the Cardinals. And it's tough for him to maintain his cool and not get too excited. But here he is, Vader Raider in the 303.
What's up, Q? What's up, Raider Nation? Vader Raider. So some thoughts on the game last night. Our boys look really good. It's hard to find very much wrong with last night's contest. I really truly believe now that Josh Jacobs is going to be the man, and it only took me four runs to see it. I mean, Josh Jacobs absolutely finds holes and cracks where you really can't see him. And you have to have that vision in order to see him. Q, you seem to be dead on this guy. And it showed last night. I only needed to see four runs to know this guy is going to be the man. The defense. Wow. I mean, it's too early to tell. And I know it's preseason. And I don't want to get too excited. But I am very excited about the possibility of what this defense can be. They seem to generate a pass rush from different parts of the field, and that's kind of a good thing because, you know, if you can't get it from your edge rushers, you can find other ways to get it. And it seemed like Paul Gunther last night was able to do so. Derek Carr, what else can you say? I mean, you know, six plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Okay, four. Like I said in my tweet, you can take the rest of the night off. And Mike Glennon, I think, has secured the number two spot on the number two quarterback spot, I think, because Peterman just doesn't look like he's got it. You know, it looks like Glennon last night had some more success. A little curious about the running, you know, the backup running back. So I think that DeAndre Washington's in the mix. I really think he is. Keelan Doss, I think we've got something there. I think it's something we have to pay attention to. It was good to see AB out there. You know, he was working, not, you know, he's working with Derek before the game, and that was good. All in all, still see Chucky, still see him, you know, like we said before, Chucky is back, and you could see it. Even when we scored, he was still pissed off about something, and that's good to see. Anyway, Raider Nation, hope you all have a good weekend. Feel good about this win. Feel good about the work and the reps they got in this week. They were good reps, good work, and y'all have a good weekend. Oh, by the way, Q, once again, happy anniversary. Glad to be a part of it, and much love to the Raider Nation family. Raider, out.
Jacobs is going to be a stud, my man. I told you. That's one I can't say I told you about. And now, obviously, he's got to go get it done. It's only the preseason, but I had a really good feeling about him. I love what he brought to the table when he was at Alabama, and knowing damn well that he does not have a lot of tread on his tires. That is one of the rare things about an Alabama running back, that he does not have a ton of wear and tear. Now, what's going to be telling is when he gets to game 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 in the season, how is he doing then? Is he still going, you know, at full speed? Is he still looking like a big-time weapon, or does he hit that rookie wall? Hopefully he doesn't. Hopefully he's able to be able to maintain and just concentrate on being in the best shape of his life, and so we'll see how it goes. Obviously we can't put him in the Hall of Fame based off of a few preseason runs, but I do believe he's going to be a really good player. I think everybody pretty much knows that. Glennon and Peterman, they're definitely still battling, in my opinion. DeAndre Washington, he's definitely in the mix at the running back position, and yes, you are right, Chucky is definitely back. Next call, Sawtooth Raider, calling in to talk Hard Knocks and what really stood out to him, talks about the podcast and shares his thoughts on it. Plus, he speaks briefly on the game on Thursday. Here he is, Sawtooth Raider.
What's up, Q? What's up, Raider Nation? This is Sawtooth Raider from the beautiful state of Idaho. Just wanted to call in. I'm so excited right now. I mean, it is a good time to be a Raider fan. Locked on. Hard Knocks has got me so pumped up. Coach Gruden, oh my God. I want to run through a wall for that guy. Hunter Renfro, I'm pretty sure he's a barista at the local Dutch Brothers, but just the football interaction, seeing all that stuff going on, how they interact, how they talk to each other. I've never watched Hard Knocks before, so it's interesting as hell to me. French and Buckner. I heard great things about what he did with the D-line in Tampa Bay, and it looks like he's bringing that formula to us as well, which is going to be great because we need some D-line help. Happy anniversary, Q. I wanted to say some Mario in Tucson said everything I wanted to. Man, you are the man for this telecast. I listen to other locked-on podcasts, like the Dodger one I listen to daily. Those guys are boring. I mean, they're giving me the facts I want, but they are boring. I listen to you, and I feel like I'm listening to Coach Gruden. I want to, bam, bam, break through the wall. You know what I mean? One thing I picked up on Hard Knocks, the muscle hamster, talking a little smack to Derek Carr because I live here in Boise. Muscle hamster played for Boise State, and we owned Fresno State for years and years and years, except for the one game in 2013 where Carr actually went off. So that was cool for me just to hear smack talk. Anyway, the game yesterday, that was fun, man. I heard you talking, Q, about taking the foot off the neck, and I agree, but I also, watching the first team offense go down the field and score, man, that was great. And the defense, I'm going to take some positives from this. After, being a Raider fan for 40 years, see a lot of negative, I embrace anything positive until proven otherwise, because it is a preseason game, I get that. Anyway, that's my take on things. Hope everybody has a bitchin' weekend. Raiders! I'm out.
Good stuff, my man. Thank you for that call. Appreciate you. And I remember when I called you Soft Tooth Raider, and it's Sawtooth Raider. My bad. Hey, it happens sometimes, my man. It happens. Don't you worry. I appreciate you calling back, though. H in Albuquerque, he's up next, calling in to talk about this year's team and explains why he's pretty pumped up. Here he is, H in Albuquerque.
Hey, Q, this is H in Albuquerque. I have to admit, I cannot be objective when it comes to the Raiders. I'm always overly optimistic every offseason. I really think they're going to do well. But this year just feels different. I'm really pleased with the preseason play. The team looks a lot sharper than it's been in years past. I'm usually making excuses after one or two preseason games. Well, it's early, they're sloppy, but it's, early in the preseason. But this year they just look sharper. I'm really excited about it. And Hard Knocks, when Gruden was firing lightning into the team about practicing better, that fired me up. I wanted to go strap down my Raiders replica helmet and take out my Donko fan neighbor while he's watering his grass or something like that. So I just wanted to say I'm really excited, and I think that Gruden believes this team can be a playoff team this season. I really think he believes that, and I think so too. I don't think it's all that far-fetched. You know, it just feels different. Thanks a lot, Q. Go Raiders.
You're right. It definitely feels a lot different than it did last year. That's for sure. You know, you don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. We won't want to say that, oh, the Raiders are back. They're going to go win the AFC West. But the vibe, just everything about them, the way that the guys are talking when they're at their media sessions, the way that they carry themselves on the sidelines when they're talking with each other, it just seems different. So I could totally understand where you're coming from. And I could see why we as fans want to get super excited. But again, try to maintain just because it's the preseason. We want to see it when the game really matters, when the lights are on and like I said, the games matter. W's and L's really matter. Next call is from PR from Tennessee. He's calling in as a longtime listener, first-time caller, meaning he's a new booty, even though he doesn't want to be called that. So I'm not going to call him a new booty. But that's what he is, but I'm not going to call him that because he doesn't want to be called that. So anyway, I'm just going to let you hear the call from PR from Tennessee.
Q, Raider Nation, what's up? PR from Tennessee. Q, I've been listening to you, man, since the days of the Black Hole Banner podcast with James Arcelana and your boy Q. What epic intro with Amy Trask, man. I've been listening to podcasts since I was a little kid because I lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania growing up around there, and there was no Raider coverage. So I remember hearing Raider Greg and Raider Randy back in the day and then kind of followed podcasts all over this place. But what you're doing with the Locked On podcast, man, I appreciate the daily content. I know what kind of grind that is to put that stuff out. So I say appreciate that. Congratulations on the one-year anniversary to the nation. I'm going to the Minnesota game. My little brother, he's a diehard Vikings fan. If anyone's got any tailgates popping in there in Minnesota, let me know. Notes on the team real quick. Oh, yeah, please don't call me a new booty. I know you have to, but please don't call me that. I'm very concerned. I think the talent on the team is so much better than it's been in the past. I believe in Gruden. I believe in Carr. But I'm very concerned about this offensive line in the first 2 weeks, especially without Richie Incognito, without Gabe Jackson for 8 weeks. My concern is if all this positive energy gets snuffed out with some bad beats in the first 2 weeks because of our line, it could be an ugly season. But if somehow they can scrap together an O-line and get through those first 2 weeks, I think this team could shock a lot of people in the NFL. Go Raiders. Till next time, bro.
Concern with the O-line the first 2 weeks of the season, that is for good reason. That absolutely is for good reason. So far, like I mentioned earlier, it looks pretty good. The O-line has looked pretty decent so far outside of Brandon Parker. But again, it's preseason. You don't really go after the number ones all the time, and a lot could change quick, fast, in a hurry. But so far, I've been pretty encouraged with what I've seen. Now, the first 2 weeks when Richie Incognito's out, obviously we know Gabe Jackson's out. That's going to be major as well. So, you know, I guess the positive is Denzel Good returned, so maybe he can fill in and be that guy. But yeah, man, having an offensive line concern for the first 2 weeks is a concern. It definitely is. So thank you for that call. Appreciate you, and hopefully you call back in again. Joe from Fresno, he's up next. He's a new caller, meaning he's a new booty, and he's actually cool with the name. Or at least he didn't say he wasn't, so I'm just going to go ahead and call him that. Anyway, he's calling to talk about what he's concerned about with the Raiders when they move to Vegas. So here's Joe from Fresno.
How's it going, Q? My name's Joe. I'm out of Fresno, 559. I'm a new caller. Kind of give you a history of me with the Raiders. I'm a nephew of the former owner of the Oakland Athletics, Steve Shaw. One thing I've been kind of concerned about, me and my uncle talking about this not too long ago, is the thing that I'm kind of worried about is like going to Vegas. You know, I kind of grew up in that stadium and kind of grew up around green and yellow and black and silver. And I'm hoping, you know, change the colors because that's kind of like a Raiders staple, you know, black and silver. And he was like, you know, they might, you know, black and silver doesn't really go very well in the home jerseys, you know, and black and being hot, you know, it's hot in Vegas. It's not like Oakland where it can breathe. But yeah, man, I've been listening to your podcast since about December. Last year, and I feel kind of obligated kind of talking to you. I've kind of listened to the podcast almost every single time I drive to work, but I feel obligated to call you and kind of chime in. But yeah, I hope to, you know, call some more, and I listen to you every single day, so maybe at one of the Raider games this year. So, but anyways, take care, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, Joe, if there's one thing you don't have to worry about when it's their move to Vegas is the colors. The colors ain't changing. The colors ain't going nowhere. They're going to be silver and black. The Raiders are silver and black. I remember a long time ago, the city of Oakland was talking about suing for their colors and all that. All that yin-yang, that's not going to happen. The Raiders will be in Vegas as silver and black. Now, you might have to wonder about the intensity of the fan base, you know, the black hole, about the tailgate parties, stuff like that. But the colors, you don't have to worry about calling. So, Joe, thank you from calling. Thank you for calling in from the 559 representing the Fresno, Cali. Stand up one time. I'm not mad at you. Appreciate you. Joby One Kenobi, he's up next, calling from Arlington, Texas. He's calling in to speak on the podcast, and then he talks about a candidate for Who's Q Smoking. Here he is, Joby One Kenobi out of Arlington, Texas.
Hey, Nation, thank you. This is Joby One Kenobi, Arlington, Texas. Wanted to say a few things, man. First thing, happy birthday to Mike Mayock. I believe his birthday was on the 14th. And happy anniversary, Q. Rick, good job, bro. Love the podcast, man. Love what you're doing, man. I love the passion in you. Everything, man. You know, like most of the people were saying, other podcast guys are like, man, it was great. It was a good run. I like the way you are, Q. Keep it up, man. Another thing, man, I don't know who's Q Smoking, but Bleacher Report, there's a guy on there that was pretty much saying he didn't know that there was any Raider fans out there, that the team was horrible for so long. I think he's a candidate for who's Q Smoking. I'm not sure who it is, Q. Maybe you do. You can look it up, but it's on Bleacher Report. When I went to the Raiders page, I'm not sure who the guy was, but yeah, it was on Undisputed. Maybe he's the next candidate for his Q Smoking, man. So that's pretty much it, man. He's pretty much saying he didn't know that there was any Raider fans out there, man. You know, we come out in force, even if we win, you know, 2-4 games. I wonder what you would think when we make the playoffs this year. So just want to hear, see what's up, man. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you for the compliments on the show, my man. I appreciate you. And it's funny that you talk about, well, Jason McIntyre. That's the guy that was talking mess that I smoked last week for talking mess about AB. Now he's talking mess about Raider fans. I can't keep smoking him, but clearly he's a guy that's just trying to rattle up a fan base and trying to really talk a lot of trash and build a name for himself off of throwing out stupid stuff. And, well, he's doing a good job of that. So that's Jason McIntyre from FS1 Undisputed. That's the guy you were talking about. And, yeah, I already gave him the business. If you missed it, go back last week and check it out, because I definitely smoked him. Coming up in segment number 3, the final segment of the day for sure this time, is some more calls straight off the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. That's next on the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Final segment of the day for sure this time, segment number 3 on the second episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast on this Monday, August 19th, 2019. Starting things off with calls from Santiago out of L.A., calling in to talk about the game, sharing his thoughts, especially on the first drive. Then he has a question for the nation. Here he is, Santiago from L.A.
Yo, what's up, Q? This is Santiago calling in from L.A., currently in line at In-N-Out, trying to get some lunch. I thought I'd call in. Super excited from yesterday's game. What I really just took away from it was that first drive. I mean, they looked real good. Josh Jacobs, you know, ran in with, you know, looking like, you know, like you said, he might be a rookie of the year. You know, he went in looking strong. Tyrell Williams with that real nice catch, nice throw from Derek Carr. So just overall, you know, very excited. And I also kind of wanted to throw this up to you. So I hear people with these like real cool Raider nicknames. So, you know, I wanted to see if you wanted to baptize me with a little nickname. You know, I don't know. I thought it would be kind of corny if I would just give myself a nickname. So, you know, it's always cool when someone gives you a nickname. But anywho, that might be a little too extra. So, yeah, until next time. Raiders for life.
The first drive, yeah, it was a very nice one. And I think there's a lot to build off of what that first team offense could do, and especially when they have AB. Because remember, that was without AB. That's pretty major. Nicknames is what you're asking about. Let's see. I could probably incorporate In-N-Out Burger, since that's where you were calling from. How about this? I got to go. How about we call you Raider In and Out? Raider In and Out. I'm good with that. Santiago from LA, aka Raider In and Out. How about that? Matter of fact, are you? I can't remember. Are you a new booty? Just in case I had to get you. Just in case you weren't. You know what I mean? Anyway. Sorry, man, I had to do that to you. But Santiago wasn't done. He actually called back again, and I'm not going to call him Santiago from L.A. This is Raider In and Out for the second time. He has a quick call about Raider In and Out. Had to call back real quick to speak on the podcast. Here he is.
Yo, this is Santi calling in again. Also, just wanted to congratulate you on a successful year. I didn't realize how you know new that I guess you are to the show. You know, I think coincidentally started listening to you sometime last year in like September maybe. So I didn't realize how new or you know how new you were to Locked On. But you know as soon as I listened to you, you know I was like, damn, this is my podcast. You know I love your content. I love your you know your passion. You definitely comes through. You know when you speak. So you know definitely keep that up. You know so yeah. Like I said, till next time.
Well, since you called twice in the same show, I know you're not a new booty, but I do appreciate that. Appreciate the love on the podcast as well. Next call comes from Sean from Salt Lake City, calling in to speak on the concern I had with Thursday's preseason game and how the Raiders didn't step on the opponent's neck and put them out of their misery. Here's Sean from Salt Lake City.
What's up, Q? What's up, Raider Nation? This is Sean from Salt Lake City. Just got a podcast for the reaction to the Cardinals game. And you're talking about how we had such a fiery first half and second half kind of dwindled. And you're saying, I don't want to overreact, I don't want to be all excited, yada, yada, you know. And though I agree with you on that one, I also think it does still bring up little concerns. I mean, that was kind of our issue last year, was it not? Where we got these fast starts in the first half, we're doing so well. And didn't we have, like, this streak of not scoring in either the third or fourth quarter or something like that for, like, multiple games? Or you're just getting horribly outscored in the second half? I mean, I think that should still be a concern that we need to think about with just a lack of production in the second half, though it was a preseason game, but this is an issue that was last year. And I hope that we can, our starters will have it more figured out. Maybe, I don't know. I wasn't able to watch the game yesterday. I watched the highlights, I watched the first half, then I went to dinner with my wife. Hopefully I can get on Game Pass or something after all my parents, I'm getting home from work, kind of rewatch the second half to see that maybe play calling wasn't an issue, could just be production, just worse talent maybe. But hopefully the play calling is better in the second half, that we do step on our throats and just go. I mean, that's just always been a Raider thing. I think about the Jets game when we were annihilating, when Marshall Lynch is dancing. And that score was huge in the first half. In the second half, the Jets are able to come back and make it not close, but not as big. I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling. But, yeah, I still think it is an issue that needs to be addressed, that we are just more fired in the second half. Either way, Raider Nation, get ready for a good year. Sean, out.
Good call, my man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts right there on the game and you know, your thoughts on my concern with, you know, with them not stepping on the opponent's neck, something that I think that they just need to go ahead and do preseason or not, but I definitely appreciate that call. Next, Flash from Turlock, calling in to talk Hard Knocks in the preseason games. And oh, by the way, yeah, he's a new booty. That's right. He shouts out a few of the callers on the show. Here he is, Flash from Turlock.
Yo, Q. This is your boy Flash from Turlock. That's Flash, like the DC superhero, or if you prefer, like the savior of the universe. Just wanted to talk about a few things. Preseason and Hard Knocks. Man, they got me all pumped up for this season. I'm having to kind of keep my expectations in check. I don't want to get overhyped, but woo, they got me going. Hard Knocks, I hear a lot of the media kind of knocking it because they didn't really get into the Antonio Brown helmet situation. But I was kind of glad that they didn't, because we've been hearing that's always been talked about on the over the weekend and everything. I want to see more of like the rookies, the behind the scenes stuff. That's already been covered way too much. So I'm glad that they didn't cover that too much on the Hard Knocks. Next time you're out mowing your lawn, queue. Check out the Lefko show on April 9th. That's when he had Abrams on there before he even got drafted. And Lefko liked him so much that he put him as the rookie of the Lefko show. And he'll check in with him every so often, see how camp's going. But Yeah, that Abram on Hard Knocks is just how he is on that when he was on the Left Coast show. You'll like it. Also, I want to give a shout-out to James and KC. I work with your boy Henry in Modesto. Me and him discovered the podcast about the same time, and every morning we'll talk about it. Most known unknown, that's our boy right there. We love it when he calls in. But that's all I got for today, Q. Keep up the good work. Peace out.
Got a lot of new booties on the show today. Really love that, man. But Flash, you said you were doing your best to contain your excitement. You're doing a good job of it, my man, because you sound like you were super chill. I'm telling you, you sound like you were super chill, and that's all right. I ain't mad at that, and I'll definitely take your suggestion on the podcast to listen to while I mow the lawn. It's funny, I actually mowed the lawn on Sunday. I got up, and I was dreading it. I got up, finally did it, and I had to go to my go-to, because it was Sunday, and I really didn't know what kind of show I should listen to or what radio station I should listen to, so I went to 90s hip-hop on Pandora. That's a go-to. That's one of my go-tos. You can't go wrong with 90s hip-hop, so thank you. Next time I mow the lawn, I'll definitely listen to the Left Coast show with Jonathan Abram on it. Thank you so much for that, and thank you for being a new booty, and do not hesitate to call again. Here comes a call from El Paso by way of Modesto. He's calling from El Paso, but his name kind of dropped out at the beginning, but he is a new booty, and I mentioned before there's a lot of those today. I'm not mad at that. He's calling to ask about a cartoon that used to come on back in the day. Here he is, calling from El Paso by way of Modesto, Cali.
Hey, thank you. Hey, my name is Tony. I'm calling out of El Paso, Texas, the ways of Modesto. I am a new booty. I'm just calling to let you know, man, I love your show. I believe you and I are about the same age, man. I wanted to ask you, do you remember that show called The All-Stars? It was actually a cartoon. It starred Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, and Wayne Gretzky. And that, I think, that really turned me up to Big Bad Bo. And then I actually saw him play. And that show did wonders for me, man. I just wanted to see who else remembers that show. Once again, I did call you before asking the Raider Nation to bless me with the name, my Raider name. Let me know if you think that's a good idea, Q, man. I appreciate you. Raider Nation. Right.
Dog, I definitely remember that cartoon. That is a classic from back in the day. That is a good one. Man, I haven't heard about I haven't heard that one in a long time. But yeah, definitely appreciate you bringing that up. And as far as a Raider name, how about El Paso Raider? How about El Paso Raider? What's wrong with that? I like that. El Paso Raider, man. Hit me up and let me know. 707-654-4693. Or if you're on Twitter, you can tweet at me as well, at your boy Q254. So, yeah, El Paso Raider. I gave two names today. El Paso Raider and also gave Raider In-N-Out. I like Raider In-N-Out a lot. That's a cool name. You know what's funny? Let me tell you a little side story, and I know I do this every once in a while. Baylor University had a couple players that were football players, and they got high as a kite one night, and they went through the Taco Bell drive-thru, and they fell asleep in the drive-thru. And so yeah, that obviously didn't go very well. They ended up getting arrested. Long story short, one of them ended up on the Houston Texans. And John McClain, who I talk to every week on Friday, he had brought it up. And this was years ago. This was years ago. He had brought it up. He said, oh, yeah, so-and-so is on the Texans. I call him In-N-Out. Or not In-N-Out. I call him Taco Bell because he fell asleep because he was high as a kite in the Taco Bell drive-thru. So, yeah, anyway, I kind of messed that story up. But that's what happened. So I'm going to call you Raider In-N-Out. Not you, El Paso Raider, but Raider In-N-Out from earlier. But Santiago from L.A. from earlier. Anyway, I'm so totally confusing everybody right now. My bad. It happens. Last call of the day. Obviously, I'm starting to get a little delusional. Raider Akers, he's up. He's calling to talk about the game, my takes on the game, talks about the voice of the Raiders and how that pertains to me as well. Here's Raider Akers.
Yo, what up, Q? This is Raiders Akers out of Oakland, California. Second time caller, so I guess I'm not really a new booty. I guess I'm a 42-year-old middle-aged booty. But either way, want to say a couple things about what I heard from your take on game number two and also like who's the voice of the Raiders. And gotta say, man, like ultimately you kill it, man, and I kind of see you as the new face of the Raiders personally. I don't know anybody else that kind of does everything that you do and puts it all together with the perspective that you do, and to me you're the next Greg Papa, man. It kind of breaks my heart to hear them hear Papa at least call it a Niner game. Breaks my heart a little bit, man. Just like, I'm not a Niner hater at all, living in the Bay. But to hear Papa roll out Niner games, and my Niner friends are like loving it. Kind of makes my heart hurt a little bit. So ultimately, I just think that we got to move on. Can't really hate on Papa, of course. He's part of the family always and forever. But you're the guy, man. You're the next guy up. I feel like I'll always be rooting for you, and I think that your career will take you to that place where you are that face in the future. And I think a lot of us are rooting for you also. As far as the game take, man, I don't know. I agree with you and I disagree with you in certain points. I generally agree with 99% of what you say, but we all have our own take, I guess. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. But I think that I was super stoked by the fact that the first team, the second team, they annihilated those boys. You know, like they went out there, they did their thing. Lennon looked great. You know, I'm not completely sold on him or Peterman 100%, but I got to say it was really nice to see what he did. He didn't throw any picks. He looked like he had some good knowledge of what the game plan was, and he made some nice throws, you know, ultimately. And, you know, ultimately, you know, when it comes to the second half in a preseason game number two, you got a lot of guys that aren't going to make the team. I understand where you're coming from, where you expect perfection from everybody, you know, and like when those guys aren't doing everything that it takes to win the game, they allow the score to get to where it was. You're right, completely. But ultimately, first half, first string, second string, first string starters throughout the first half, man, they played hard. They played good. They locked it down. And I just, you know, I think that I am ecstatic about how they played, man. I'm a homer, I guess, you know, ultimately. But I don't disagree with you, but at the same time, I look at the positive, and I was really, really happy with how first stringers went in there and did their thing. Second stringers went in there, did their thing. First string defense went in there. Abram looked great. The defensive line was putting pressure on Kyler Murray. Ultimately, like I was saying, I had nothing but love for the first half of the game. Hear what you're saying, and personally, super stoked on what we did. And back to you, man. Nothing but love, Raider Nation, and looking forward to cooking you some food. My challenge to you is let me know what I can make you when you come after the game, man. Tell me what your favorite foods are. I'm a chef, and I'm looking forward to making some good-ass food. So what do you want? You tell me. You got it. Feed you and everybody else that's there. Nothing but love, man. Looking forward to meeting you, hanging out in the Raider season. Go Raiders.
I totally agree with what you're saying, with what the team did early and what they look like. Me, for my two cents, I just want to see more energy and more finishing skills by the team, especially for a team that doesn't really know how to finish. And that's not just the players. That's the coaches as well. They need to know how to finish. A call that we had earlier in the show talking about, that's kind of Gruden's MO, where he chills out and he takes his foot off the gas. That's something that I think has to change in 2019. You cannot do that. That was something that we saw the Raiders do a lot of in 2018. Just like Sean in Salt Lake City said earlier, that was part of the issues that they had in 2018. Got out to good starts, and then second half didn't play very well. Raider Mike has brought that up before. He wants to see what it looks like in second half, the second half adjustments. So, again, that's something that I'm just, you know, kind of nitpicking at, but it's something that I took away as a negative from that game on Thursday, even though for the most part it did look really well. And as far as food, well, I'm a ribs and wings guy. I'm a chicken guy. I mean, I'm real basic. You want to believe the stereotypes? You can label me every one of those stereotypes. It's all good. But anything that you want to cook, I'm finna eat it. Please believe that. Ribs, chicken, wings, all that good stuff. You know, I'm going to drink some beer. I mean, whatever. It's all good, man. Whatever you bring to the table, please believe your boy's going to eat it. So it is no worries there. So anything is everything, and it's all good. Can't wait to get out there and meet everyone, hang out with everyone, break bread with everyone, and have a good time December 15th at the Oakland Coliseum to close down the Coliseum, the final regular season home game for the Raiders ever at the Oakland Coliseum. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to have one hell of a party. If you're planning on going to that party or that event or any of the games throughout the season, make sure you hit up Selena at LockedOnRaiders@Yahoo.com. That's LockedOnRaiders@Yahoo.com. If you're driving into that game, please, 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 I can't say it enough, buy a parking pass in parking lot B. We are going to have so many people at that tailgate party, so the more, the better. You know what I mean? So that's it. That's it for today. That's two episodes down. I got to go do a show, 3 hours. I got to stop talking right now, catch my breath a little bit, and get ready to do some more talking. But again, it's something that I love. What I say earlier in the show, it's something I'm obsessed with. I absolutely am. And that's just what drives me to do this every single day. So until Tuesday's episode, Raider Nation, as always, just win, baby.